Began his role in December 2022, has been told to leave by the government. The state-owned firm's been under the spotlight recently because of the Horizon IT scandal, but our city editor Mark Kleinman says there are a number of reasons for this decision.
One of which involved Mr. Staunton's desire to appoint a new board member at the post office. I should point out that Mr. Staunton's likely departure doesn't directly relate to the Horizon scandal itself.
The UK says it's joining Canada, Australia and the US in pausing funding to the UN's relief agency in Gaza. It follows claims some workers at the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees were involved in Hamas's attacks on Israel on October the 7th. A four-storey building's at risk of collapse after a huge fire broke out in Liverpool city centre. Firefighters were called to the high-rise on Fox Street at 2:15 this afternoon. The Queen's left the hospital where King Charles is recovering from treatment on an enlarged prostate. It's His Majesty's second day under the care of doctors. In the FA Cup, non-league Maidstone United have caused a huge shock by beating Ipswich 2-1.
Can you stop mentioning that, please?
Elsewhere, Sheffield United and Brighton are playing out a thriller. Joe Rawson's at Bramall Lane.
A fantastic tie between two of last season's semi-finalists. Brighton striker João Pedro will take the headlines with his hat-trick, but two of those goals were penalties. Facundo Buonanotte scored a cracker. Sheffield United have given it a real go, but have only been able to take two of their chances from Harmer and Asula. Nearly over here, Sheffield United 2, Brighton 4.
Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic have maintained their five-point advantage with a 1-0 victory over Ross County. It's after Rangers beat St Mirren by the same score. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past 5. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a breezy night, but largely cloud-free and so mainly clear. Just the odd bit of patchy cloud here and there across our area. It's going to be locally chilly in some rural locations, maybe a touch of frost in places by dawn. Minimum temperature overnight predicted to be 1 degree Celsius. Tomorrow is likely to be dry with generally bright or sunny conditions, although western areas will still have some patchy cloud at times. Breezy if you're along the coast, whilst inland winds will ease a bit. Becoming rather mild, maximum temperature tomorrow is going to be around 10 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Well, just before I bring you some other full-time scores, I've got a full-time report to bring you from our featured non-league game this afternoon in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South at New Lodge, where Hutton were hosting Wormley Rovers. Our reporter down there was Andy Gardner.
It's finished here at New Lodge. Hutton 0, Wormley Rovers 3, and a huge blow to Hutton's promotion hopes. And on the contrary, for Wormley, they're right in the promotion mix now. Can actually go top. They were sixth this morning, but can actually go top if they win four of their six games in hand on the leaders, Clapton. Most of the action in this game came in the first half. Very good first half, dominated by Hutton. Andrew Webster had a couple of chances in the first 12 minutes. And then Harry Rawlings, bit of magic from him, bringing out a great save. The first of many from keeper Ryan Hammond. And then on the 15-minute mark, Freddie Gard hit a volley. It was scuffed, but it was going in the corner until man of the match Hammond produced another great save. And then on the break, The visitors threatened for the first time Massagna with a fizzing shot, which was tipped behind for a corner. From the resulting corner, Hutton went to sleep, and it was flicked on at the back post. Michael Mignot was there to nod into the empty net. Hutton were rocked for a few minutes. Could have been 2-0 when Beattie had a shot deflected wide, but Hutton came roaring back and then hit the post twice in 2 minutes before half-time. The first one, which was from Rawlings, which his shot this time beat Hammond but came back off the post. And then he set up Webster after 39 minutes, but his shot called back off the far post. And then to rub salt in the wounds, the visitors got their second right on the half-time whistle. And it was right back Luke Marshall down the right, whose cross deceived Grossart and sailed over his head and in off the far post. So a bit of a smash and grab in the first half, but in the second, Warmley were content to settle for what they had. And it was a very disappointing half of football, actually. I haven't got much written down here for the second half. Rawlings had yet another good chance for Hutton, which he blazed over on the hour mark, but they didn't threaten in the half other than that chance. And Warmley broke away with a classic third goal after 71 minutes. The pace of Michael Mignot made it, and he had two attempts at beating Grossart, second time lucky, 3-0 game over, and that was the end of Hutton's hopes. So a very disappointing result here for Hutton. They've lost to three of the challengers in the last four home games here, and they go to the leaders, Clapton Community, next week for a vital game. They need to get back on track. So deserving win for the visitors, very impressive visitors in the end. Hutton 0, Warmley Rovers 3.
Thanks very much, Andy. So, disappointing afternoon for Hutton. I'll have some other results from the third low down in a while. Also, results from the Essex Senior League to come too. But back to the other full-time scores now. And just wondering where it was before the news. Scottish Premiership, it's finished Heart of Midlothian 2, Aberdeen 0, and St Johnstone 1, Motherwell 1. I'm going to take a look at the league tables in a while too. Defeat for Hashtag United, away to Hastings United in the ESPN Premier League this afternoon. The Tags lost 2-0 and finished that match with 10 men as well. A vital win for Oxford City, the bottom club, at the start of play in the National League this afternoon. They have beaten Ebbsfleet United by a goal to nil. Defeat for Dagenham and Redbridge at Victoria Road this afternoon. Kidderminster Harriers continued their revival. Three wins out of three under Phil Brown. Who'd have thought? That was a 1-0 win for Kidderminster. Great win for Braintree Town at Truro City, and the Iron winning by 2-1 this afternoon. Thanks to goals from Jaden Davis and Alfie Pavey, and also great win for Chelmsford City away to Hampstead and Richmond Borough. Charlie Ruff scoring the only goal of the game after 63 minutes. In the FA Cup, Luton Town have nicked it at Goodison Park. They have beaten Everton by 2-1. Cordy Woodrow scoring Luton's second in the 96th minute at the end of that game. So Sean Dyche and Everton are out of the FA Cup, and the Hatters go into the last 16. In the Championship, one of only two games this afternoon, it finished Millwall 1, Preston 1. Good start for Paul Hurst in his second spell in charge of Shrewsbury Town. They won their League 1 game away to Northampton by 2-0 this afternoon. Also, a win for MK Dons in League 2, they beat Gillingham by 2-1. National League, Woking 1-0 away at Oldham. And also a point for Concord Rangers. They won at Kingstonian during the week, but it was on a shed today. Neither side could break the deadlock. It finished in the Isbwin Premier League in the battle of the bottom two. Concord Rangers 0, Kingstonian 0. Barnsley 1, Exeter 2 in League 1. Very good win for Exeter in their fight for survival. League 2 is finished. Crewe 2, Salford 3, Doncaster 1, Stockport leaders 5. Grimsby 1, Tranmere 2, and very good win for Colchester United away at Morecambe, thanks to a first half goal from Arthur Reid, used 1 by a goal to nil. Aldershot 3, Rochdale 1, and Maidenhead 2, Solihull Moors 1, and Wealdstone 2, FC Halifax Town 0. They are all full time scores in the National League. Elsewhere, a win for leaders Portsmouth in League 1 away at Port Vale. Pompey 1 by a goal to nil. League 2, it's finished Swindon Town 2, Bradford City 0. And AFC Wimbledon 2, Mansfield 1. Late win for the Dons, Ronan Curtis in the 7th minute of injury time, giving AFC Wimbledon all 3 points. Altrincham 4, Eastleigh 0. That's a full-time in the National League. And in the EFL League One, goalless at the Abbey Stadium this afternoon, it finished Cambridge United 0, Burton Albion 0, Carlisle 1, Bolton 4, and confirmed as a full-time score, and a draw for Leighton Orient away to Reading this afternoon. It finished one apiece in that one. Also in League One, it finished Wigan 2, Stevenage 3, Scottish Premiership, final score Kilmarnock 2, Hibernian 2. Confirmation of the final score for Aveley in the National League South, down in Somerset. It finished 2-2 between them and the host Taunton Sound. 4-1 with Dundee away to Livingston in the Scottish Premiership this afternoon. FA Cup all over a Bramall Lane, and a comprehensive win for visitors Brighton and Hove Albion, who beat Sheffield United 5-2 in the end. So Sheffield United, bottom of the Premier League, and now out of the FA Cup as well. João Pedro helped himself to a hat-trick, two of those in the penalty spot. Facundo Buonanotte opened the scoring for them in the 14th minute, and former England striker Danny Welbeck scored a fifth in the 7th minute of injury time at the end to put the Seagulls in the last 16. Meanwhile, League One, it's finished Wickham Wanderers 2, Fleetwood Town 2, Hartlepool 2, York 1. That is a full time score in the National League. It came up that Brentwood Town versus Walthamstow had finished 0-0 earlier, but I've got another update here saying that they went a goal up in the 50th minute, so I'm not sure what's happened there. I shall investigate that further, as they say. Right, in racing, just going to catch up with that. I've got a couple more results to bring you. 4:45 at Newcastle. First was number 4, Mince That, priced at 6-1. Second was number 2, Martin's Brig, the 5-2 favourite. And third was number 7, Where's the Crumpet, priced at 4-1. Seven runners in that race. The opening race of the evening, meeting at Kempton, was at 4:55. First was number 6, Stately Home, priced at 15-2. Second was number 5, Enough Already, priced at 4-1. Third was number 4, Billy Mill, priced at 15-2. Seven runners in that race. Number 2, Alazoir, was the 6-4 favourite, but ended up finishing 4th. Let's have a look at Essex Senior League now, shall we? I've got some results from this afternoon's matches. There was a couple last night. Another defeat for struggling Ilford. They were beaten 2-0 at home by Stanway Rovers. West Essex 1, Wolford Town 2 was the other result last night. Defeat for the bottom club, Coleshill Town, this afternoon, beaten 3-2 at home by FC Clacton. It finished Great Wakering Rovers 0, Barking 0 at Burroughs Park. Holbury Sports beat Housted Town by a goal to nil. Saffron Walden Town won at Little Oakley by a goal to nil. A 1-1 draw at Rookery Hill between Romford and Frenford. Takeley 3, Sporting Bengal United 2, and Tilbury, the leaders beat White Ensign by a goal to nil. So they are now 7 points clear at the top of the table, and they've got 3 games in hand on second place Sporting Bengal United, who have had a couple of dodgy results actually, but they're still second, 1 point ahead of Woodford Town in third place. Romford and Barking make up the top five. Coggeshall Town remain at the foot of the table, 7 points adrift, with Ilford just above them.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The directors and management of Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
So I've managed to clarify the situation over at the Brentwood Centre Arena, where Brentwood Town were playing Walthamstow this afternoon. I think the 0-0 scoreline was actually a half-time score, which I saw. I've discovered there was a lengthy delay. There was a serious injury to one of the Brentwood Town players. Finding that out from the club's Twitter account. Not sure who it was, but whoever it was, obviously pray that they're okay, and we wish them a good recovery. So after a lengthy delay, the match is still going on, and George Sykes has given Brentwood the lead 5 minutes into the second half. So that one is going to be going on for some time yet. Just going to take a look at some of the league tables in a moment. Before I do, just to confirm the other afternoon match in the English Premiership of Rugby Union has finished Bristol 57, Bath 44. Quite a game down in the West Country, by the sound of it. Bath in third place, beaten by 8th-placed Bristol in that one. There is one more Premiership game starting at 5:30. That is Saracens versus Exeter Chiefs. All the local rugby results still to come as well. But looking at the league tables, first of all, I'll skip over the Premier League and go straight to the Scottish Premiership. And the Celtic, 5 points clear at the top of the table after beating Ross County this afternoon. Rangers still 5 points behind them. They won as well. Hearts in third, Kilmarnock at fourth. At the other end, Livingston, 6 points adrift at the bottom of the table after being comprehensively beaten 4-1 at home by Dundee. Get it back to England and the Sky Bet Championship. Only two matches this afternoon. Millwall won, Preston won. The Lions in 17th place after that result, and Preston in 12th. Sunderland, they move up to 7th after beating Stoke City by 3-1. Leicester remains 7 points clear at the top, just ahead of Ipswich Town, both of whom are involved in the FA Cup today, of course. And they drew 1-1 at the King Power last Monday. Southampton, Leeds, West Brom and Coventry, none of whom are in league action today. They are all in the playoff spots. At the other end, Rotherham, Sheffield Wednesday and Queen's Park Rangers remain the bottom three. Meanwhile, in League One, Portsmouth remain 2 points clear at the top after a late winner gave them a 1-0 win at Port Vale. Bolton in second place after their 4-1 win at struggling Carlisle this afternoon. Peterborough, Derby, Barnsley and Stevenage in the playoff spots. At the other end, Fleetwood Town, despite picking up a point at Wycombe Wanderers, they remain at the foot of the table with Carlisle, Cheltenham and Reading just above them. Leighton Orient in 10th place after their 1-1 draw away to Reading. League 2, Stockport remain 5 points clear at the top of the table, ahead of Wrexham, who are in FA Cup action on Monday. So didn't play today. Stockport 5-1 winners at Doncaster. Mansfield in third place, and it's Barrow, Crewe, MK Dons and Notts County in the playoff spots. Forest Green and Sutton remain at the bottom two. Forest Green's new manager Steve Cotterill saw his new side beaten 1-0 by Accrington Stanley this afternoon. Sutton United picked up a point. They drew 1-1 at Walsall, but they remain in the bottom two. 7 points behind Doncaster, who are now 22nd. Colchester, after that win at Morecambe, they move up to 21st place. They're above Doncaster on goal difference. National League now, and Southend United in 15th place after that 1-0 win. Sorry, 3-0 defeat, I should say, away at leaders Chesterfield, who are now 16 points clear. And it looks like nothing's going to stop them from making a return to the Football League at the end of the season. Interestingly, of the six sides in coming in the playoff spots, three of them lost today. Bromley and Bartlett included, but they're still second and third. Altrincham, after a 4-0 win over Eastleigh, fourth. Solihull, Moors and Oldham both lost, but they're still fifth and sixth. And Aldershot Town are in the playoff places still after they beat Rochdale by 3-1. Dagenham and Redbridge go back down the table to 18th place after being beaten 1-0 at home by Kidderminster Harriers. Three wins out of three for their new manager Phil Brown, but they're still second from bottom. Oxford City also won. They beat fellow strugglers Ebbsfleet, but they remain bottom of the table. AFC Fylde, who pulled off the shock result of the day, I guess they beat second place Bromley by a goal to nil. They are 22nd, and Ebbsfleet beaten by Oxford City, as I say, they are the other side currently in the relegation spots. National League South now, and Chelmsford City remain in third place after a 1-0 win at Hampstead Richmond Borough this afternoon. Another side in the playoffs, boss Charlie Ruff scoring the only goal after 63 minutes. They are 3 points behind second place Worthing, who also won. They beat Torquay 4-2. Yeovil Town remain 10 points clear at the top of the table, despite being held to a 1-0 draw at St Albans City this afternoon. Just below Chelmsford in the playoff spots, Maidstone United, who of course Hosts weren't in league action today. That's the very last time I'm going to mention them. They are in fourth place. Averley are fifth after a 2-2 draw at Taunton. Hanson Richmond in sixth, as I say, and Torquay seventh. Braintree Town are in 11th place after their 2-1 win away to Truro City. And having them all to Louisville, Dover, Welling and Eastbourne Borough making up the bottom four. It's been Premier League now, and it's Hornchurch 6 points clear at the top of the table after a 1-2-1 at Enfield Town. For sites in the playoff spots, it's still the same four as before, but Chatham Town are the only ones who won 5-1 at the expense of Canberra Island, and Billericay stay third despite losing 1-0 at Bognor Regis Town. Enfield Town, who lost to Hornchurch, are fourth, and Week 8 and Finchley beaten by Cray Wanderers this afternoon. They are still fifth. Hashtag United dropped to 12th after another defeat, 2-0 at Hastings. Canberra Island just behind them in 13th after that loss at Chatham. Concord Rangers, after picking up a point against Kingstonian, they are up to 20th place, although we're still in the drop zone, 6 points behind Margate, just above them in the bottom four. But two sides below them, Haringey in 21st, below Concord or goal difference, and Kingstonian, the side they drew with and beat away during the week as well, they are bottom with just the 13 points. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian North, Bradbury Town still playing against Walthamstow after that lengthy delay over at the arena. It's still 1-0 up, Brentwood. And Lowestoft Town remain top after beating Grays Athletic 2-0 this afternoon. Basildon United, who have dropped out of the playoff spots, they lost 1-0 at second place Felixstowe Walton United this afternoon. Bowers and Pitsy won Ipswich Wanderers 0. That result leaves Bowers in third place. Brentwood Town, as it stands, if they beat Walthamstow, or is even if they draw with them, actually, they will remain in fourth place. Bury Town on the other side, now in the playoff spots after they beat bottom club Stonemarket 4-1 this afternoon. Heybridge Swifts in sixth, Maldon Tiptree won today, seventh. Basildon and Brightlingsea have both lost eighth and ninth. Walthamstow 10th as it stands. Whittam Town, who didn't play, are 12th. Now, Redbridge, I've only just seen this, actually. I'm not quite sure what happened here. They were winning 2-1 at New Salamis, and their match was abandoned. I'll see if I can find out some more information about that. Nothing bad, hopefully. They are in 16th place after that. Grays Athletic, just above the drop zone in 18th place, but they're 10 points clear of Stonemarket Town, who are still without a win. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey lost 4-1 this afternoon away to Simon Sester Town. So they've swapped places with Waltham Abbey a fifth and Simon Sester fourth. North Lee top of that league with Bedford Town and Biggleswade Town in second and third places. Got my regular musical feature coming up very soon. We've got vintage, three songs from a vintage chart in the post-match warm down. But before I do that, it's time for another travel update with the time at 28 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
And it's the final travel update for the day here on Phoenix FM. It's a little bit busy in Brentwood. Slow-moving traffic on Ongar Road, the A128, going up towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. It's been busy in Billericay for much of the afternoon on the High Street between Sun Street and the junction from Preston Road and Norsey Road, but the traffic has eased up and things are moving okay there now. What's busy in Thundersley on Rayleigh Road coming away from the 127 up to Dorset Road, but that's looking okay now. Rayleigh's still busy on Crown Hill and the High Street. Epping's still busy on the High Road between Station Road and Epping Road, where it's been busy all afternoon. Still a few hotspots in Chelmsford, Springfield Road and Victoria Road still have some busy traffic, and a couple of the approaches to the Army and Navy still busy, the Barrow Bypass and also Parkway East. West BC coming away from Southend on London Road, the A13 goes towards Westcliff between Victoria Avenue and Westbourne Grove, but I understand that has eased up. Now, as a couple more things just come in, though M11 London bound busy once again between Junction 5 and Junction 4, and anti-clockwise on the M25 is slow between Junction 27 for the M11 and Junction 26 for Waltham Abbey. So just be aware of that if you're on the M25 this afternoon. Public transport, no issues to report on Greater Anglia or C2C trains or the Elizabeth line. London Overground, there's no service all weekend between Wilsdon Junction and Stratford with replacement buses in operation. Reduced service today between Gosport Oak and Barking Riverside, trains operating every half hour. If you're travelling into the capital this evening, just be aware that there's a couple of issues on the London Underground. Was busy on slight delays on the Hammersmith and City earlier, though, good service reported there. Now, other than that, actually, it's looking fine. Other than severe delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains, London Underground tickets are being accepted on London buses. London Underground, Overground, sorry, the Elizabeth line, Chiltern and Greater Anglia services as well, though. And with the sum at 5:30, that's your travel. So, time for the post-match warm down, because I really need to get my breath back after what's been going on this afternoon. We're going to jump in the time machine now and go back 48 long years and play three songs that were in the top 10 this week 48 years ago in January 1976. There we go, that's this week's post-match warm down. We went all the way back to January 1976. And I played three songs from the top 10, which I'm going to run through now. The first song we heard was up to number 10 that week, where it peaked, Evil Woman by the Electric Light Orchestra. Number 9 that week was King of the Cops by Billy Howard. No, me neither. Number 8 was Double A-Side, in Dolce Jubilo on Horseback by Mike Oldfield. Number 7, We Do It, by J. Stone. Number 6 was Love to Love You Baby by Donna Summer, which I thought might be a bit X-rated for this time of the day. Anyway, down after picking at number 2 was Glass of Champagne by Sailor. At number 5, Love Machine by The Miracles went up to number 4, where it would peak. Bohemian Rhapsody, after spending 9 weeks at number 1, was down to number 3 in this week. Up to number 2, and it would be a number 1, Slick, who were a bit of a Pound Shop Bay City Rollers, I think. They Midge U was in that group, actually, before going on to Ultravox. They were at number 2 with Forever and Ever. And at number 1, it was the 1970s popular music behemoth that was ABBA and Mamma Mia. So that was January 1976. I'll have another post-match warm down for you next week. Getting straight back to sport now, though. In football, that game that was delayed at the Brentwood Centre Arena is now 2-0 to Brentwood Town. Matt Cripps has made it 2-0 in the 70th minute in a match against Walthamstow. The match between New Salamis and Redbridge was abandoned very late on, by the looks of it. I've not been able to find out any information as to why, so hopefully it's not anything serious. Meanwhile, there was a 5:30 kickoff in the FA Women's Super League. Brighton and Hove Albion women nil, Chelsea women leaders nil. That is the latest score. And in the Africa Cup of Nations, it's Angola 2, Namibia 0. That game kicks off at 5 p.m. UK time. And there's been red cards on both sides. Mwando Dala has scored both of Uganda's goals in that game. And looking at some other football results. Good result for Stansted in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division this afternoon. They beat Harpenden Town, who were in sixth place at the start of play, by 2-1. Just the 3 games in third and Division 1 South this afternoon. As we've already heard from Andy earlier, it finished Hutton 0, Warmley Rovers 3. With a Hollow Town over Brimsdown, they won 3-2. And it finished Newbury Forest 1, Basildon Town 2. So Hollow Town go top of the league above Clapton Community, who didn't play today. Hutton, despite their defeats, they 3rd. Benfleet 4th and Dunmo Town in 5th place. In the Solo Nun Division 1 North, meanwhile, a couple of Essex sides were in action this afternoon. Stanway Pegasus lost 4-2 at Coolnard United. Holland won, though. They played Dussindale and Helsden at home, and they won by a 2-0. Framlingham remain at top, 5 points clear of second place, Great Yarmouth Town. Stanway Pegasus 3rd after that defeat. Holland are 4th, and AFC Sudbury reserves are in 5th place. And in the racing, meanwhile, I should have one more result for you. 5:30 at Kempton. That's what, sorry, I'm all over the place here. I've still got so much to grab in, I'm losing track. No, the first one I've got for you is the 5:15 at Newcastle. First was number 5, Hurt You Ever, priced at 33-1. Second, number 3, Dark Kestrel, 15-2. Third was number 6, Gustav Graves, priced at 8-1. 8 ran. Number 1, Son of Sampas, was the 11-8 favourite. Disappointment for him, as he only finished in 7th place. And 5:30 Kempton. First was number 7, Signed and Aged, the 8-13 favourite. Second was number 4, Callum A, priced at 9-2. And third was number 8, Suspicion, priced at 10-1. A total of 8 runners in that race.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Less than 12 minutes to go before I make way for Mandy Cullen, who's in with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers between 6 and 8pm. Lots of tunes, many of whom you don't hear very often, from the 70s, 80s and 90s. Followed by Boogie Nights, Saturday Night Party with Andy Furlow here on Phoenix FM between 8 and 10. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And then rounding off Saturday night, it's 2 hours of classical music between 10 and midnight with Steve Robertson in Classic Phoenix. So just going to talk a couple of other sports. Cricket, because England are currently involved in a test series in Hyderabad against India, and they finished day 3 of a 5-day test in the lead by 126 runs, so they're in a good place. Ollie Pope scored an absolutely superb century, his best one for England. He scored 148 not out, dragging England to 316 for 6 in their second, and he's 126 ahead, as I say, and still with a chance of bringing off a famous win. And he received very good support from Ben Folkes. He made 34 in a 6-wicket stand of 112, and at first in short, England were not beaten with 2 days to spare, and then built up a handy lead. And if England are to achieve something remarkable, they may have to hope for an improvement in the condition, though, of leading spinner Jack Leach, who had his left leg heavily strapped, and he was only able to bowl one over. So, whilst England could still lose this test by a wide margin, this was far and away their best day of the contest, and it'll be interesting to see how they fare on day 4. Meanwhile, in tennis, the Australian Open has reached the final stage. The women's singles final has already taken place, and Aryna Sabalenka won her second successive Australian Open title, beating Qin Wen Zheng of China in the women's singles final early today. The men's final starts at 2300 hours UK time, and Yannick Sinner of Italy, who sensationally Murray knocked out world number one and 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic in the semi-finals, faces Daniil Medvedev of Russia in the men's final after Medvedev beat Alexander Zverev. Neither of these players has won the Australian Open before, so we will see a new name on the prize after the men's final, which starts late tonight. I've also still got some regional rugby results, which I'm going to run through for you now because they're all in. First off, in regional one South East, there was an all Essex affair, and it was top against bottom with Colchester taking on Westcliff this afternoon. Colchester won by 57 points to 50. Rochford 100 just above Westcliff in the table and struggling themselves. They travelled to Shefford and were beaten by the hosts, who won 50 points to 20. Moving on to Regional 2 Anglia, and it finished Holt 8, Eton Manor 55. Eton Manor currently in second place. Saffron Walden, the bottom club, they were beaten 50 points to 8 by host Norwich, who are just above them in the table. Southend Saxons, who have now won 15 of their 16 matches so far this season. Huge win for them this afternoon. They beat Dagenham by 83 points to 17. A win for Brentwood away to Stowmarket. Brentwood won by 38 points to 31. Meanwhile, Thurrock beat Chelmsford 69-20. And in the other match, it finished Woodford 21, Harlow 42. Counties 2, Eastern Counties now, and the leaders, Colchester, second 11, won 36-25 away to Fakenham. A win 2 for Mersey Island, who won 52 points to 14 away to Shefford Thirds. Counties 1, Essex now, and it finished East London 47, Mavericks 15, Epping Upper Clapton 31, Campion 10, Romford and Gideon Park 5, Braintree 60, Stanfieldy Hope beat Chingford in the basement battle, and they are off the foot of the table with Chingford's expense. Stanfieldy Hope won by 20 points to 17. Finished Upminster 42, Maldon 22, and Wanstead, the leaders, were awarded a home win against Old Cooperians. And in the counties to Essex North, meanwhile, it finished Burnhamon Crouch, the leader, 77, Whittle Wanderers 0. Home win awarded to Clacton against Southwood and Ferrers, the bottom club. And it finished Whittam 10, Harwich and Dovercourt 28 in the other match. And finally, in the counties 1, Essex South, it has finished Basildon 17, Old Brentwood 19, Billericay 27, Millwall 19, and Canvey Island 19, King's Cross Steelers 27. So Basildon coming to the top of that table with Old Brentwood in second place. That is very nearly it from me. Thank you very much for your company this afternoon. By the way, it's still Brentwood Town 2, Walthamstow 0. And I shall be back on Thursday, all being well, with another edition of the Non-League Hour. That's between 7 and 8 p.m. I hope you can join me then. Just want to say a thank you to Andy Gardner for his contribution this afternoon, reporting on that match down at New Lodge in the Third Lone Earn Division 1 South between Hutton and Wormley Rovers. Disappointing result for Hutton. And all being well, I shall be back next Saturday between 3 and 6 p.m. with another edition of Phoenix Sports. So until then, take care. Mandy's next with geezers, pleasers and cheesers. And a very good night to you. Signing off with Shed 7 and their current song, Talk of the Town.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.